Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and the phone lines are set up and are ready to go. Here's the number. Okay, we're ready to go. I think we have somebody on the line. All right, let's take our first caller of the night. Who do we have on the line? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, couldn't hear nothing, Rick. I thought... Okay.
A little bit of a delay maybe there. John, how are you tonight, John?
Oh, good. Yeah. You got my cup there, I see, tonight. The aluminum cup, you know?
What'd they charge for that at the Scotiabank Arena? Like $100?
They were giving those with the beer. So you got a free cup. I grabbed about, I think I brought home six of them. Beers were, I think they were $12 a piece for the beers.
Ouch.
And anyhow... They're good for pencils and pens, but last year, that box I sent you was like $12. This year, they wanted almost $20 for that, to send that.
For shipping, you mean?
Yeah. So the cup's not even worth $20. But anyways, I just wanted it. I think it's cool. It's got the Leaf logo and stuff like that. But anyways.
I have my first pen in it tonight.
What's that?
Well, thank you. I say I have my first pen in it. You said I could use it to put pens and markers
and
pens? Stuff in.
I've got like thousands
of
pens. Here.
Oh, I've got pens. It costs you more to ship them than they're worth, John. I have lots of pens. Now I have something to put them in.
Every time I go out. Them. Free pens everywhere I go. Yeah. Hey, those protests you're showing on TV, you think they're grassroots, or do you think they're probably funded, eh? Or maybe some are grassroots and some are funded, or
I don't have any inside information. I can only give you my observations. I know that especially early on, we were seeing signs that were professionally made that came out right away, which tells me that those were, you know, organized events. You know, all the years that I was covering, you know, covering a lot of that stuff over the years, you could sort of tell the regular protesters from the people who were just coming up because they were upset about something, because It was always the usual people and pre-made or professionally made signs. They would show up and protest. And mostly those were people on the left side of the political spectrum, but that was back in those days. Things have changed a bit now. You still have those same elements there, but you're getting different political organizations involved now. And you see a lot of the protests are organized, I think, also covertly by unions. That's why they're so good at it, because they picket, they strike, they protest, and they're never in power. So all they do is protest. I called them like professional protesters because they're never in power. They always have something to protest, right? So that's what they do. When you're in power, you don't protest because you don't protest against yourself. But these guys are never in power, so they're always protesting. They're really, really, really good at it. But anyhow, yeah. But who knows? A lot of these are huge, though, right? So I think it's more than that. It's organized protests, but it's fueled by funding, and it's also fueled by organization and I would call it marketing. and propaganda, information warfare, sending messaging out to people through social media in order to get them motivated to come out to these protests. And when it's done on a huge mass scale, that tells me usually that there's some sort of foreign government influence in any given country to just create destabilization.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that try to disrupt the economy and, yeah, divide mm-hmm. people. And that's what they do. Like, I think China is famous for doing that to a lot of countries.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no doubt. And, you know,
that's
the United States does it there, and then those other countries do it over here.
Why do they stick their nose in? They think they're the king of this world, and they want to make everything, everybody's got to follow their rules. It's like Russia, for instance. Why are they dictating to Russia, you have to be, you know, this way? This is what you have to be. You got to be a democratic society. You got to do, like, listen, man, I tell you something. You know Russia? They have more ethnic groups than any country in the world. They got everybody. Every kind of people they have there. Every kind of people. If you want to live in Russia, all they want is one rule. You have to love Russia. Okay? You don't go there and love Palestine or, you know, Israel or Canada. You got to love Russia. That's all they want from you. Okay? But they have every kind of ethnic group. You'd be surprised. I was watching this show the other day, how many ethnic groups that they have there. It's unreal. They got everybody. You name it, they're there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's there. They accept everybody. And, you know, you can call them what you want, and Biden could call them what he want, but, you know, anyways.
I see.
It's
you know, like, at the end of the day, you know, John, I think people get up and they go to work and they try to earn money and take care of their families, and they go buy their stuff at the store, and if they can have a car in the driveway, that's good. And everybody, you know, I don't see in the end a lot of differences between people and what they want, and even the way that they live. Like, you know, I look at Russia and they have McDonald's, only now it's called something different. They have shopping malls like we have shopping malls. They have places to buy cars like we have places to buy cars. They have just some different brands, and in the end, yeah, it is what it is, you know.
Well, they're being sanctioned like crazy, and they're what people are doing, like, just because they don't want to play their game, you know. Well, you know, mm-hmm. Ukraine's there was a they want the U.S. BlackRock owns half of Ukraine right now. They're buying up all the land. Ukraine's broke. You know, Ukraine's got no money. They're broke, okay?
And yeah, well,
BlackRock's
broke,
coming
yeah.
in. Oh, how much do you need? Here's a check for, put a figure on it. We'll take all this property here. All this farmland's ours now, okay? We're buying it off you, just like the Chinese are buying Canada land, you know? But the thing is it's a game. This whole thing is a game. It's, but U.S. their nose in everybody's business, and I don't like it. You know, they should just mind their own business, man. If they, you know, if that's the way the country is, and that's their, you know, it's like Canada. You don't want them coming over here and tell you.
Let me ask you this, John.
You have to change your ways because we say so.
You know,
you got to change your ways, Rick. Rick, you got to change your ways.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tug of war between right now the countries that want like an international rules based order, which is to say, you know, rules between countries so that you know what the laws are. But for nationalists, like, or for people who want to preserve just the status quo without an international legal system, then it just becomes countries negotiating with other countries, you know, one-on-one and trade deals, or maybe as a group, you know, the European Union. So it's just two different ways of trying to approach the world that are at odds with each other. And, you know, I know that Russia had talked about, you know, joining NATO, joining Europe, but, you know, they wanted it a particular way, and it wasn't working out. And I think the United States in particular lost an opportunity to help make freedom work after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And, well, NATO continued to expand and shouldn't have done that. Now we have Russia pushing back in a pretty serious way. But the other question, then it becomes a question of sovereignty. And technically, does Ukraine have a right to self-determination? Does Ukraine have a right to exist as its own nation state? It's difficult, and it's because of its position geographically, to maintain some sort of sovereignty, real sovereignty, when it lives right next door to a superpower like that. These are difficult questions. And so now Ukraine is in an existential crisis,
which I totally understand.
Yet at the same time, I understand that the Russian predicament, they don't want NATO sitting on its doorstep. That's why I've said Ukraine should be a neutral country, should have been left
that's
to be a neutral
right
country.
There.
But both Russia and the United States, I think, want control and influence over it.
What does Trudeau say about Ukraine? They want him to be what, a sovereign, a democratic, mm-hmm. What does he say? He'll
say that they want it to be a democratic sovereign nation unto itself. Would it end up really being a sovereign country, or would it just be a puppet state of the U.S.? If it goes the other way,
Putin doesn't matter.
He doesn't mind
if they are or not, as long as NATO stays out of there. That's all.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's right. And I think that's what they should. I think you're right on the money there, John. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole problem.
That's the path to peace right there that you just hit on.
I'm good at figuring things out. Mm-hmm. They can be a democratic country. Just keep not part of NATO. Pay NATO's out. Okay? Grow your weed, grow your farms, grow your cattle, make money, and that's it. Take care of your people. What do you want to be in this NATO anyways? It's garbage. NATO's garbage. It's proven fact.
You've got Sweden in NATO now. You've got Finland, the NATO list.
How many countries are paying? Nobody's paying nothing. What's a free ride? Oh, my God. Yeah, Ukraine doesn't have two nickels to rub together. they got to pay. Is he going to be going around begging for money to pay for NATO? Oh, my God.
Well, the war there never had to happen, but it has.
Yeah.
And now we're in a real pickle, aren't we? But it's a two-way street, and I think that, if...
it's over.
I would say that Putin, if he really just wanted... I think he's probably happy with what he has, with the gains that they've made, and maybe he could send a secret pitch to the West and say, hey, if you let's just stop right now. We'll keep what we have. You keep NATO out. That's all he cares about. Certain kinds of arms in there, but nothing that represents or presents a real serious threat to our national security, but enough so that Ukraine can defend itself to a degree, that doesn't join NATO, because of course you've got that provision with NATO that an attack on one is an attack on all. You don't want that. Not with a country that's sitting right there and is in such a vulnerable place next to a superpower, next to Russia, because you don't want to get into a NATO conflict with Russia. I don't know. And then on the other side, the West should say, they won't join NATO. We'll let you keep Crimea, keep the Donbass, keep the territories you have. We'll just stop right here. But Ukraine remains intact other than that. Because the country's been wrecked. It's got a long road back to recovery. That's the path to peace right there. No, there's no need for it to go on any further. You know,
it's over anyways. From what I hear, it's over. It's all done. Like,
I
no
don't
chance.
Believe that. You know, I think, you know, I don't think it's over.
I heard it's over.
The West, this West, I know, that's what we keep hearing from Ritter and Colonel McGregor, that they were saying that, you know, a year and a half ago. So I don't think so, because the West is going to dump more money in there and more arms. And that will keep it going for a while. I don't know that it can. I'm not saying Ukraine's going to win the war. I'm just saying the West, they're not done funneling money over to it. And this is an election year. Biden doesn't want to lose that war when he's running for reelection. The Democrats don't want to lose. They don't want that to happen while they're in an election cycle.
Well,
so I don't think it's quite over yet. I think it's going to drag on. It could be. I mean, if they don't get the money and the supplies over there,
even if they get the money,
they
don't
roll over.
You said so yourself. They got a bunch of 45-year-old soldiers. You can't win a war with 45-year-old soldiers. You need young, you know, teenagers. You need young people.
I'll put it to you this. Yeah, let me put it to you this way. They're at a place where they're in a defensive position, and what Ukraine is probably going to do from at this point now is they'll take orders from the U.S. They won't give up. They'll keep on grinding it out, and they'll resort to sort of isolated attacks. They'll go to more like undercover, covert, special operations to like hit them with like bee stings or mosquito bites, like we saw even overnight again in Crimea. You know, some drone attacks over there just to just cause damage, cause problems. Not to say that it's going to be a really effective. They're going to switch from the ground war to more like I don't want to say, just those kinds of tactics, sabotage, stuff like that. I think that's what you're going to end up seeing. And then it'll be a question of, can they hold on long enough for more aid, military aid to come, or foreign aid of other kinds? You're going to see it's going to change from this, you know, munitions-based, ground-based kind of war to more drone attacks, more missile attacks. That's why you're seeing this commitment to sending, I don't know how many, what, a million drones or something like that? So it's going to be more based on the technology instead of the manpower, instead of use a meat grinder where you're sending soldiers, you know, to run into gunfire and munitions. I think you're going to see more drones, more technology used just to drag the thing out. That's me as a layman. And I'm who am I? Right. I'm not a military expert. I just follow politics a little bit. And as I look at the money, I see the ramp up of munitions manufacturing that has been taking place over the last year in the U.S. to make more shells and things like that. I see the commitment to sending huge numbers of drones over, huge numbers. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. That's what I'm basing it on. And if with you know, this $3 billion that Trudeau just committed, that's like a stopgap until they get the Republicans back on side in the U.S. to get that, what was it, $60 billion approved in funding. But that could be weeks away. Now, if Russia is smart, if Putin is smart, he would go in there like a steamroller right now and just go and just end it, right, if he was really smart. And he is smart. But does he want to do that? I don't know. It depends on what his real objectives are. So
I'm looking at this map. I'm looking at this map and around Donbass, whatever.
The Donbass.
That's where all the fighting is right now. There's a lot of fights, and then there's a lot of NATO's already in there. They got pretty well you got Britain, France. They're all there. Italy. You know, but who said that? Great Britain, they're saying it's not called Great Britain no more. It's just called Britain. It's not great anymore. They're saying, but it could explode. You're right. You could be right there, Rick. It could pick up steam.
I could be wrong too, John. It would be very easy for me to be wrong. Very easy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, on the Rumble there, you know the thumbs down?
Yeah.
There's three wankers who thumbs down. Do you know who they are, the three wankers?
I think I know two of them,
anyways. But you don't know who they are. You can't see that you're in, can you?
No, I don't really. I don't even look to see who gives me a thumbs down. If they want to give
me
a thumbs down, they can. Three wankers?
You got how many you got up there?
Right.
You got 42 up, thumbs up. Oh, now you got five. Five wankers. I just refreshed it.
Oh, there's five. Oh, there's two more. Anybody? I'm looking now. Now you've got my attention. Can we go for six? We have five.
Go for
six.
Five,
four, six. Four, six. Six thumbs down. Six. And can we go straight to seven? Come on. Going for six. Six thumbs down.
I don't know.
Can I click on here? I just gave myself a thumbs down.
I'm going
to have to throw the thumbs up. I gave myself a thumbs up.
There you go. No, I don't know.
I gave myself a thumbs down, John.
You can't hate someone
no.
that much, man. Man, oh, man. Come on, people. I know some people hate his guts, but just fucking move on. Go. Move on. There's a lot of shows out there. Man, oh man, you're gonna have an ulcer worrying about this guy so much. Life's too short, man. If I hate somebody, I just see you later, buddy. I don't want to see him again.
Yeah.
I won't confront them. I won't call them. I won't nothing to do with it. I don't want to see their face. See you later. That's what I do. But some people, they have to harp and complain and complain. I won't even talk about the person unless they bring it up. I'll just say, he's an a-hole. I don't want to talk about him. He's an a-hole.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I got
like
six
women.
Tonight. We're going for seven. Thumbs down.
Women, man. Holy Christ. You get on our bad side with a woman, they'll bring this stuff back up 10 years ago. They're running and rubbing it in your face. They're like evil. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, I just kind of laugh and shake my head, and I go, really? 10 years ago?
Well, look,
get
man, like
it.
I know, and I've had people messaging like, Rook, I can't get through to you on Facebook. Yeah, I know. I've been telling you here for like yesterday, they managed to get our Facebook page taken down. These people who hate us. So I don't have Facebook anymore.
Did you figure out how that happened or what? Did they give you a reason?
Yeah, I know exactly how it happened. I do. I've had some people telling me exactly what's been going on. I know exactly who it was, and I know how. So
okay.
I don't have Facebook. And they're like, Rick, I can't
business.
Message you. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, guys. I can't even message back to tell you why you can't message me. It's because I have no access to the Facebook pages. They're still, like, there, but people
who's
have animals. You can't really see them and stuff, and I have zero access. I can't, like, it's blocked. Facebook has cut me right off. I can't post. I can't even see Facebook. I can't go on Facebook at all. I can't even get on Facebook, let alone message people back or post anything. I have zero access. I'm banned for life.
For life?
On Facebook. For life.
Is that what they said?
That's what the messages are.
Oh, man.
Permanent ban. Not allowed to be on Facebook.
Are you
good
serious?
Job. Oh, yes, I am serious. I'm 100% serious.
Man, when I started this computer business about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, Rick, I was hooked to Facebook. Back then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was hooked to Facebook. It was totally different than now. You can say whatever you want. It was cool, right? then the old all the old fogies started going on there, and I said, I'm out of here.
<That's right>.
It's not cool anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Here, I just see when I go on Facebook, I just
for old
get
people.
This now. Yeah, I just get this message that's going to pop up on the screen. That's what I get when I try to go on Facebook because I got a permanent ban. So they're saying I can send them an email because I did appeal it. But so now they're saying, okay, we got your information for your appeal. I have to go through a whole process to get my permanent ban removed. I don't know if I'll be successful or not. So that's what I'm dealing with.
Congratulations on your 500,000 on YouTube. Anyways, that's a good
achievement.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That's a good achievement. You wouldn't get that on Facebook, eh?
not anymore.
They just smear you. Somebody wants
so
me
was,
to talk
that was
about
on
Gaza.
One of our channels, so that was pretty cool.
Someone
Do we
wants
have
to talk
to?
About Gaza?
Do we
here,
have
right?
to talk about? Can we talk about something else? I don't want to talk about
all,
it anymore.
I wish I'd
never talked about it ever again for as long as I live.
I got just one question. Do you think they're going to settle, make a deal? That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will.
Okay.
I think so.
That's all I got to say.
I think so. I think that Israel knows that they have a big PR problem with this. They shouldn't have gone in hard the way they did. Miscalculation, but I understand what's going on, and I'm trying to see it from both sides and trying to sort of stay neutral on the whole thing. It's just the grossest, most terrible, awful thing I think that has ever happened, and I hate talking about it because it just drags us all down into a real negative place. You know, I hate it. I just hate talking about it.
You know why that happened? It's because they don't
I don't
want
to talk about it anymore.
Israel controlling
them. I don't want to talk about
all
it.
All right.
You know,
okay.
Let's just talk about something else. That's why I did this whole thing tonight, John, with this, because it was like, it was just every day. And then I had to talk about it tonight because of all the protests. So I acknowledged that it happened. I showed you what was going on. But, I mean, my God, we're not going to solve this here tonight. And we just talk about something else.
That English guy with the glasses, that one, you say he's a far right, far left brain. George?
The far right communist, yeah. George
I used to
Galloway,
watch a
yeah.
show. I watched the show, like, last week. The guy, I like him. I like that guy. I don't know.
Of course
I like what
you
he
do.
Talked about. Yeah.
I know.
Did you ever watch him?
I figured you would. I've watched him.
You ever watched the show? Yeah,
I've seen him. I don't watch him a lot, but I've watched him.
No,
I know who he is. I know what he's about. Yeah.
Well, I just seen a couple of his shows. He's got some good, interesting points, and you know, but I like. It seemed like I like the guy. I don't know. Everybody says he's so bad, but he's gonna make Great Britain. Change the name to just Britain. I mean, <he's> not so great again anymore. Not so great. I was at a couple nights ago, Friday night, Lee's Palace. It's a bar. It's a big nightclub on Bloor Street there. And this band was there. They're from Australia. They just got here from Australia, and they're touring just a little bit here, but they're going back to Germany. They're Germany and all of Czech. They're really big there. But I know these guys. I've met them, you know, a dozen times. They know me, so, and I hung around with them. But man, those Aussies, man, do they like to drink their Rick and swear? Oh my God. But they're a lot of fun guys, and they're good musicians, but I don't know. They're staying at Welland. They're staying at some house there for now until they go out to Europe. But Yeah, they don't like Trudeau. It's true, though.
Yeah.
No, they don't like them either. I asked them, but yeah. Anyways, it's you know what, Rick? Life's short. Enjoy yourself, because we might not be around tomorrow. The way things are going, you never know what's going to happen, eh?
That is right. That's right.
So
that's right.
And I'm surprised you don't have a doctor.
Why?
What's so hard about getting a doctor? You want me to give you a number where you can just look one up? You can get a doctor.
I already know that, like, they in this town, there just aren't any family doctors that are taking patients.
They have to take you.
Well, I go to a walk-in clinic here. I haven't had a family doctor in years.
Yeah, the walk-in clinic, same thing, but you can become a regular there, right? They get your file. And
no, because there's only one walk-in clinic, and it's like a telehealth thing. So you go in, and it's like a video conference, and I talk to a doctor in Toronto.
Oh, my God.
Over a screen. That's what is available to me here, yeah.
That's garbage.
And I have to pay $15 every time I go.
I went to my doctor last week. I phoned him up. I said, I'm coming in. Can I come in today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be there by noon. Okay. Went in there.
Yeah.
And I said, I got this issue. I'd like to see a specialist for both. Can you make me an appointment? And I want somebody good, I said. I don't want no guy out of school. Can you do that?
I don't
for
want
me?
Like the King Charles cancer quack.
Yeah.
I want a good doctor.
So yeah, I got one call already on Friday or Thursday, and I have an appointment to go in March, and I got the other one hasn't called me back yet. And you know, Rick, I go and I know right from wrong, and like right now I'm on a health binge because a lot of the health issues is what you eat, right? It's simple, and the one of the main thing is you got your weight's got to be, you know, with I should weigh 150 pounds, 160 max, so I'm a little bit overweight, which that's what gives you diabetes, gives you high blood pressure, gives you all kinds of problems. And, you know, this is the problem with people. You have to bring your weight down. And anyways, you know that. Look, you look like you're in good shape anyways. I don't think you need a doctor. So, yeah.
We'll see.
Anyhow. Huh?
Yeah. We'll see.
Right. You look like
we'll
you're
see.
Okay.
Time will tell.
But, yeah. You got anybody else on the lines? I got to...
I do, sir. Yep, we're going to move on. Thank you, John.
Okay, Rick,
tonight.
Nice talking to you. And
all right.
Have a good time. Bye.
And cheers with my pen cup. All right, let's move on to the next caller. Okay, go ahead. Who's on the line? Hello, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Who do we have? I can hear you. You're a little garbled, but I can hear you. Chris.
Oh, yeah.
How are you tonight?
Yeah, you're kind of broken up, too, here in this call.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Hopefully the audio is okay.
Okay. So I've got question. So this is an international call. So do we get charged long-distance fees, or is this still toll-free?
I honestly, Chris, I don't know. It's a totally new system. It's a 319 number.
Yeah, it comes up as an international call.
Mm-hmm. So I suppose it would depend on your phone package now that you bring it up.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
It's good for across Canada. Yeah, okay, well, I'll make
see.
It quick.
Yeah.
A couple things here. I was wondering if you could do a show one night and talk about this bill that Trudeau is planning on bringing in, because a lot of people are talking about it. You know, the one where he wants to, you could be arrested if you think you're going to, if someone thinks you're going to hate speech in that, there's a lot of people really concerned about that. Like it, like almost like the top of everybody's mind right now. It's very scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Online Harms Act, which we did. I did mention it a couple of times in the past week. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people are, you know, like it's. I don't know. To me, this is totally wrong. The government should not be allowed to do this. I'm hoping it doesn't pass, because I mean, how can you just assume that somebody? Oh, I think you're going to do a hate speech, and the police show up at your door. You know what I'm saying? Like, where are our rights? What happened to them? Where are they gone? So this is very concerning, not just to me, but to my family, to friends. It's a big conversation right now out there that people are talking about. Mm-hmm. People are very worried about it, and I think we all have a right to be.
Yes.
Right? And so I think it should be kind of a top priority, kind of a bit of a news. I mean, I guess – I don't know when it's supposed to get passed. I don't know, is it this week or next week, or is it before the House already?
Well, I don't know what the timeline is on this. It's a bill at this point. It's not the law. It's an act. Let me just see if I can find out.
Okay.
It's had first reading, so it still has to go through second, third reading. You know, it'll get to the report stage, then third reading, and then at that point it could potentially be passed into law. How long it will take, don't know. Will it happen before we have an election? I don't know. There's no specific, you know, dating on any of this timeline. Oh. It also has to go to the Senate, then it has to go for royal assent after that. So, you know, they could fast track it if they want to. I don't know. I don't think there's any way for us to really know what the timeline is on it. It's first reading, so now we've seen it. We know what it is. We know what the dangers are, the threats.
Right.
I did talk about it. It's a piece of proposed legislation that masks what its true intent is, I think, with a lot of talk about dealing with online child pornography, when in reality, I think that it is aimed at curtailing or controlling political speech, political information online, anti-government stuff. I think it's, you know, some of the stuff is open to interpretation, and I do think that it represents another affront to free speech areas that it purports to target are areas that are already covered, I think, adequately with our existing laws, even the laws that we had a couple of years ago were adequate to deal with a lot of that stuff, you know, before the other pieces of legislation, because we've had two other pieces of legislation pass into law, right, that resulted in news content being taken down off Facebook, all that stuff, you know. And the ramifications of that and of this are yet to be seen, really, because we'll see how the government ends up using it as a tool over time as they go after people or, target somebody or charge somebody. Who knows how they'll actually put it into action. So I share your concerns, absolutely, as someone in media.
He's a definitely. Yeah, well, they're definitely trying to silence us. And, you know, I had someone say to me the other day, well, if this has got to do with speeches and stuff like that, then, you know, the first person that should be arrested should be Trudeau, because he started it with the truckers and hasn't stopped since, if you think about it. Right?
Oh, no question.
The way he called
them
there's
that's the thing. Like, what constitutes hate speech? How do you define it? And we've...
Yeah.
Seen the government
exactly.
itself. We've seen Trudeau stand up there and spout off
with
language that could be defined that way.
It's awful. And as far as doctors goes, so we have two little clinics in our town here, but we have doctors leaving, and so other doctors have to take on the patients. So now you're at almost a 2-month waiting period or more to see a doctor here. So it's getting, you know, a lot of doctors are leaving the province.
Are you talking just 2 months to see a family doctor? 2 months to get in to see a family doctor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So when I make appointments with my doctor, I have to make them. What I do with mine now is I make it every month ahead, because if not, it's 2 to 3 months before you can actually get in to see them. Well, people are sick. They need to see them now, not in 2 or 3 months down the road.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so,
yeah.
So healthcare is definitely eroding. As I told you on the phone that time I was talking to you about my son, you know,
mm-hmm.
The only good thing that's happened is he went to see a physiotherapist and the other day, and they went to turn his neck. And while he was holding his neck, he lost vision in his eye.
What?
And he had to sit there. Yeah. Whatever the nerve was that they hit in his neck, he lost vision in his eye. And he had to sit in the physio's office for quite a while. And eventually it kind of came back. So now he's going to write a letter to my son's family doctor saying that you need to start looking at the neck, the back, that could be causing all these issues for him because it's getting very serious now. So I'm hoping that his family doctor is going to, well, it's not really his family doctor, but this doctor he's seeing, because like I told you, he's talking of doing the other, right? And he's too young for that. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, healthcare is terrible. I'm not going to lie. It's horrible. Mm. So if anybody in the States thinks it's really great, it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, like I have friends in the States and they have insurance and stuff. And, you know, they get in to see their doctors a heck of a lot faster, specialists, everything. Not here. You wait.
You wait.
And by the time you wait.
That's right.
You know, so it's not good all the way around. It really isn't. But basically, that's kind of all. I basically called in tonight because I'm really concerned about that bill, and everybody's talking about it, right? So it's kind of scary. It's like, oh my God, you know, and yeah, I don't know. Other than that, well, we had lots of snow here yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that you guys did have quite a bit out there, yeah.
Yeah, well, someone said today, well, the Alberta government must have put a deposit on holding the snow off for the winter, and they must have paid it off because, boy, did we get it. We got, like, probably 40 centimeters yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor, thank goodness, he's such a great guy, and he's got a snow blower, and he came and he did all my whole, he texted me, he said, I'm coming over, don't get out there shoveling, and he did all around, and like, there's so much snow, there's like seriously, there's no more room to put anymore. It's crazy. We had none all February, and then we get this. That's crazy. So, you know, I know you guys are basking in nice temperatures, but we want to share, so we're going to send it your way. Is that okay?
You know, you say that, and I think that you are just jinxing me because it has been beautiful, and I'm just waiting I'm just waiting to pay the bill on this because something bad's really going to have to happen. It can't be this nice and just go right into summer. Not for this length of time. I mean, we're going to have to get walloped with a massive storm of some kind. It's coming.
And that's what I mean. Like, we had it, like, December was really good. January was good. And then whammo. It's like someone opened the skies and was like, oh, my God. Like, nonstop yesterday. It's like, I think it was like 11 o'clock before it stopped last night. I'm going, oh, my God, I can't even see my yard anymore. It's filling up and filling up. It was really pretty today. The sun was out, though, and you go out and you see all this beautiful snow. And but, you know, when you have to clean it up, it's not. It's trying to get out of my back alley, oh, my God, if I stop, I'm done. I got to keep going. Yeah, so like, you're going to get your turn. Trust me, you will. I promise.
Well, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, you guys don't want wildfires down there, do you? You know, we need the moisture. Like, actually, it's really good because we really needed it out here.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
Every little bit of moisture we can get is good, right? We don't want another season like what we went through last.
No.
Even across Canada.
No.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you guys got lots of rain down there in certain areas, and then that's good, too. That's all good moisture.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't snowmobile in it. Like, people are bombing around in snowmobiles around here because our streets aren't done. Because, we're a town, and, you know, the town's not open on the weekends, right? So it's a free-for-all.
Yeah. I would not want to be a snowmobile dealer here anymore. I just,
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, some winters we've had a fair bit of snow. Just lately, just last couple of years, not so much. But, a few years ago, we got really hammered with a lot of snow. So it just depends on the year. This has been the mildest that I can remember.
Well, didn't we have El Nino? Is it El Nino? Or is that what we had this
year?
That's why it's been so mild. Yeah. Is that what we had?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one's the nasty one that gives you lots of nasty weather, right?
I guess I don't know what the name. Yeah.
Well, one gives you nice weather and one gives you really crappy weather. So I don't know.
Hang
in March.
Hang in there.
Spring's coming. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spring
Welcome
is coming.
Life.
You hang in there.
Yeah, it is. All right, Rick, I'll let you go. But, so if you hear any more definitely on that bill, please let us know what's going on.
Yep. I mean, if you wanted, we could go over it. Sometimes that stuff gets a little dry as you're reading through a bill and trying to analyze it, right? But I did look at it a bit the other night. I just didn't want to drag on about it with people and put them to sleep. But
it
is a major concern.
Yeah, I understand. But I just think a lot of people aren't really sure what's going on with it, or they're just not fully understanding it. Because, I thought it was supposed to be for children, but obviously this is not for the children. This is for other things as well, right? So
goes beyond
not
that.
Good.
Yeah.
And one last thing, my last thing, does Trudeau deserve what he got? As much as I'm against all this Palestinian and all these protests, I think it's hilarious that they never got to go to the reception. It looks good on him because he's letting these continue. He's not doing nothing about it. So it's on him. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
to
it
that.
Is it is the federal government's policies that have brought us to this point, I would say.
Yeah. Yep. And, the police aren't doing nothing about it. You don't see them really stopping them. So, Anyways, Rick, you have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. Take care. See ya. All right.